சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். Chapter 6, verse number 20.
Yatro paramate chittam
niruddham yoga sevayam
yatra chaivatmanatmanam
பஷ்யன்னாத்மனி துஷ்யதி. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ண ரிவீல்ட் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் அப் டு 19th ஸ்லோகா. இன் த 19th ஸ்லோகா லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கன்க்ளூடெட் ஹவு the meditator mind retains in atma swarupam. He has given a comparison with a lamp. That light is very steady when there is no breeze. The flame is very steady, firm when there is no breeze. Similarly, this nididhyasaka or meditator's mind is also very, very steady, calm and quiet, especially at the time of meditation. Where his mind abides na, in Atma, his mind abides in Atma, steadily thinking about Atmakara Vritti, he entertains. Aham Satchit Ananda Swarupaha. I am the existence, consciousness, principle. This thought he entertains. Just as when you look at the clip, clip akara vritti takes place in the mind. Whatever object you see, that object vritti, thought comes in the mind. So for this meditator, when he controls all his sense organs, he closes his eyes and he withdraws from the world objects. Where is mind? His mind is in Atmakara Vritti. Akhandakara Vritti or Atmakara Vritti he entertains. Because the person already understood about that Atma, Ekaha. Atma is one, Atma is eternal, Atma is all-pervading, Atma cannot be seen. Atma is not an object outside. Atma is only consciousness, existent principle. That consciousness, I am. That existent principle, I am. Even though I have body, mind, complex, they are only medium for me. All this he entertains, that thought in the mind. So that is called the status of that jnani's mind. Why he has to entertain this thought? To assimilate this fact in his core of the heart inside. This is the fact, there is nothing other than this. That fact he has to establish in his mind. Doubt-free knowledge. Conformity, he wants to get it. For that purpose only this meditation. Just as a person consumes the food, consumed food cannot give strength. Consumed food cannot give energy. What food gives energy? Assimilated food alone gives energy. Well assimilated food only nurtures the body. Like that, just information, whatever I have received, will not give jnana phalam, ananda, it will not give. Sukha prapti, dukkha nivritti can never take place by just listening. How many times you listen, also it will not give benefit. That is only information. So Krishna recommends nididhyasanam. A sincere mumukshu must assimilate the fact that I am Brahman. There is no doubt in this. For that assimilation, one has to repeatedly entertain that thought. Either nididhyasanam is of many types. You can read your own notes, is a nididhyasanam. You rewrite again the points, it's a nididhyasanam. Or you listen again from your guru, is a type of nididhyasanam. So the first time listening is different. There is for second time listening, it serves as a nididhyasanam. Or listening to the CD again and again serves as a nididhyasanam. While sitting and whole recapitulating the entire teaching is also a nididhyasanam. Krishna says, whatever way you like, you do, but you must assimilate. That is important. So, Lord Krishna entering into the next topic, what is the jnana phalam? That dhyana, what benefit it gives? Here, two benefits he is giving in the 20th shloka. 20, 21, 22, these three shlokas, Lord Krishna gives the dhyana phalam, benefit of this nididhyasanam. What are the other names for nididhyasanam, Visa? Nididhyasanam means contemplation. Contemplation. Contemplation means Vedantic meditation. Vedantic meditation. Or a practice of internalizing the teaching. Nididhyasanam is a practice to internalize the teaching what I have received from my teacher. This is a very important point. A person says, suppose what you are doing now, I am digesting my food, suppose person says. When you have eaten, I have not eaten, but I am digesting my food. Without eating, how can you digest the food? To digest the food, you have to consume first, isn't it? Without eating, if a person says, I am digesting my food, it is funny, is it not? Similarly, some people sit in meditation, what you are doing, I am doing Atma Dhyanam. What is Atma? I don't know about that Atma, but I am doing Atma Dhyanam. How can you do Atma Dhyanam without knowing what is Atma? You can know what is Atma only from the teacher. For a length of time, you have to listen about Atman nature. Second chapter, Krishna Paramatma said from 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka, what is Atman nature? If you are not clear, again go back to my previous second chapter, your notes or cassette or CD, whatever you have. If you have memory, that much powerful memory, you can recapitulate. Second chapter, 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka, Atma Swarupam is given. If you want to contemplate, read those shlokas again and again. And by heart those shlokas, sit in meditation and chant those shlokas. Najayate mriyate va kadashit, like that shlokas, many are there. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, nabhavo vidyate sataha. One shloka, when you are recapitulating, you look into the meaning of that shloka, then you can abide in that Atma Swarupam. So before doing meditation, you must have received Atma's Swarupa Jnanam. Clear. Then only the benefit comes. What benefit? First, Lord Krishna says, Samadhi is the culmination. Here Samadhi means not Yoga Samadhi. Our Samadhi means, Sama means tranquility. Sama means tranquil, tranquility. Dhihi means mind, intellect. Samadhi, whose mind is tranquil, steady, firm. Where? In Atma. In Atma Swarupam. My own nature. Atma is not as an object, something outside. I meditate upon Atma, which is my own nature, real nature. Until coming to Bhagavad Gita, I was thinking I am body mind complex. Ahankara I am so and so with name and qualifications, living in one particular house, particular area. I was thinking like that. But after coming to Bhagavad Gita class only, I come to know lower I, higher I. I am not lower I am higher I. I am the higher I using the lower I, body mind complex. Therefore, now who am I? I am Atman. So that Samadhi, that is called Samadhi. Abiding in my nature is called Samadhi. You can do that Samadhi Abhyasa, as Krishna said in 5th chapter. We are in which chapter now? 6th chapter. Lord Krishna said in 5th chapter, Pasyan Shrunvan Sprishan Jigran Ashnan Gachan Swapan Shwasan Pralapan Visrajan Grunhan Unmishan Nimishan Api. You can do Nididhyasanam while walking, while talking, while eating, while reclining, while doing anything. You can do Nididhyasanam. That is possible. For all people it is not possible. Anna? Samam kaya siro grivam dharayanna chalam stiraha. Sit, keep a seat asanam and do meditation, sitting nididhyasanam. Sitting nididhyasanam is what? Samadhi abhyasarupa nididhyasanam. Walking nididhyasanam is called, interacting time nididhyasanam is called, brahmabhyasarupa nididhyasanam. Idella introduction lo chonna nanu, 6th chapter introduction lo. So, Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam you require, or Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam you can go straight away to that, it is your choice. Now, Lord Krishna talking about what Nididhyasanam here in the 6th chapter, Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam. 99% of people only qualified for this 6th chapter, Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam. Sitting Nididhyasanam. 5th chapter is what? Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam. First, 5th chapter chulli, Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam chulli, Bhagavan enna chulraripo? Adi mudila anna? Ukkar. Ukkar andi pannu anna. 6th chapter vandittar. Always Krishna Paramatma expects high, you know, all students are very, very high advanced. Adhikata second chapter first, very high advanced. Then come to down, Karma Yoga again. Similarly, 5th chapter, Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasana. Mudiliya, come to 6th chapter, Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasana. What is the phalam? Look into the shloka. Chittam. Chittam means mind. Yatra uparamate. Yatro uparamate is there. Yatra uparamate. Chittam. Niruddham. Where the mind is disciplined. Niruddham means disciplined, focused, restrained. Yatra, where it is restrained, focused, abiding. Uparamate means abiding in the self. Uparama means withdrawal. withdraws the mind from outer world and keeping the mind upon the self. Manasin apadiye atmalo laiham ahanam. No. Manas. Uparamate. How na? Yoga sevaya. Seva means here practice. Abhyasa. By the practice of meditation, yoga sevaya uparamate. By the practice of meditation regularly, morning and evening. So therefore, Tivra Mumukshu, Vedantic student, must keep half an hour time minimum every day for Nididhyasana. Morning or evening, both the times. No time and chollakudad. No time and moksha is postponed. What is moksha? Shanti. Nimmadi is called moksha. So therefore, peace, happiness, security is called moksha. That moksha will be postponed. If I don't give time for Nididhyasanam, I lose sight of the entire teaching and I go more towards anatma and the life become more miserable. Therefore, I used to give an example. If you move circle by holding to a pillar, you will never fall. Hold the pillar and move fast, you will never fall. You leave the pillar and move fast, you will fall and get hurt also. Similarly, hold on to the teaching, Atma, Anatma, Viveka all the time without losing sight of this Atma Swarupam, holding that pillar and move in that interacting the world. Household duties, office duties or any duties, you go on interacting with the people, you will never fall, you will never get hurt, you will never have any pain. You will never have any sorrow. If you forget the teaching, you leave the Shastra and you keep the Bhagavad Gita tie up and keep in that, no, loft. And when you put it on, we get lot of pains, problems. If you keep Bhagavad Gita in your hand and interact with the world, problems will not appear as problems. Problems will not appear as problems. Just like you see that moonlight is there in the daytime also, but that doesn't appear. Stars are there or not? Stars are there, but you can never see the stars. Why? The sunlight is overpowering that star's brightness, moon's brightness. Similarly, our worldly interactions always covers or overpowers our twinkling twinkle little star madri. Our koncham koncham minuku minuka irukka gnanam edho atma shastram padichirukona engiyo irukena. This interaction with the world, family, housewife, duties, all these are overpowering. They can never be seen like the brightness of the stars cannot be seen. And it looks so predominant. Our family duties, our family responsibilities, so predominant. I am Atma Kaanume. Engeyo pochi kaanume anna. Appa thedanum. Wednesday class enge irukkaan. Therefore, always keep Bhagavad Gita with you. At least. Once in a while, 11 to 25. Any problem comes, wouldn't it? 11 to 25, read that month's lokas. It's like a tablet, madre. Doctor says, half a spoon in the morning, half a spoon in the afternoon, half a spoon in the evening. Similarly, morning, afternoon, evening. In a course, you know, medicine. Ignorance or dectomy. This is medicine, aushadham. Shastra Aushadham. Who gave? Guru Vaidyaha. Guru doctor has given the Shastra medicine, Bhagavad Gita medicine. Are you consuming this medicine? Rommanal Acham Swami vittita medicine vittita anna malli, again the problem comes anna. Again sugar comes up anna. Adu madri nammude problems will come to surface. Krishna says, once you do meditation, you will not get it. Yatra chittam uparamate yoga sevaya. Why I am telling all this? Yoga sevaya anaru. Abhyasena nididhyasanena anartham. Yatra where yasmin kale. In which time? Whenever he does this nididhyasanam, at that time, atmanam pashyan atmana tushyati. His mind abides in that atma, atmanam pashyan. Here pashyan means what? Understanding. Pashyan means not seeing. Understanding. Perceives. This is the literal meaning of pashyan. Drishidhatu, to perceive, to see. You cannot take literal meaning. Why? You cannot see Atma. Why? That Atma happens to be, fortunately or unfortunately, myself. So I cannot see myself. I can see everyone. I cannot see myself. So therefore, perceive means understanding in artham. Atmanam pashyan atmana tushyati. Atmana means here mind. Atmanam means self. Atmana means mind. Parango. Ipa guru venuma vendama. Atmana atmanam enna rendu ore enna atmanam enna dvitiya vibhakti. Atmana is in tritiya vibhakti. Third case. If you take both the places self, enna problem theriyumo? You require a guru here. Atmana means with a purified mind, with a relaxed mind, with a calm mind, not restless mind, not distracted mind. Anartham. Atmana parishuddha antahkaranena. Acharya says, atmana means parishuddha antahkaranena. What is mean by parishuddham? In which mind raga dveshas are very very feeble. In which mind attachment and aversion are very very feeble, not strong. That is called parishuddha antahkaranam. Appadipatta manasinal anartham. Atmana tushyati. Tushyati means he rejoices, enjoys. Atmani, in that self. He enjoys in that self, which is his nature. This is called first benefit, second benefit, two he has given here. One is chitta uparamanam. By doing this practice of meditation, what is the first benefit? Chitta uparamanam. Withdrawal of the mind is the benefit. Because of that, what benefit next? Atma darshanam. Atma darshanam means atma jnana nishtha. Second benefit is atma darshanam. This is the definition of nididhyasanam, samadhi. Abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam or nirvikalpaka samadhi. Atma darshanam. Next shloka. Just as you, while you are receiving the teaching, it is like a VCR, video cassette recorder. You are recording through your intellect, bright intellect, you are recording my words. After going home, what you have to do? VCP, video cassette player. Nididhyasanamla enna pandrom? VCP. Now what you are doing? VCR. VCP is possible without VCR? How knowledgeable you are, no? VCP is never useful without VCR. So whatever you receive here only, VCR can be replayed. can be played again, VCP. So Nididhyasanam is VCP. Class is what? VCR. Priyarada, which one is important? No? Both are important. Both are important. VCR, I am having Swamini, VCR, VCR. No? Keeping VCR, what is the use? No? You have to play it, no? VCP and enjoy that. No, no, I have VCP cassette player. No? What is there? No? Empty. No? Empty and what you can see in that? Nothing. So both are important. Both are very, very important. Now where you are coming? For VCR you are coming. After going home? VCP. In the rundu marakkadungo. Okay. Next shloka. Our two benefits he has given. Now 3 and 4 he gives in the next shloka. Number 21.
Sukhamatyantikam yattat. Buddhigrahyamatindriyam Vetti yatrana chaivayam Sthitaschalati tattvatah.
When we have that clock, you know, inside your home, big clock is there, timepiece. It's a tick, 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 tick sound we never listen in the daytime. The night time when we are sleeping, before going to deep sleep, tick, 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 saddam, nalla kekkum. Why it is not audible in the daytime? Because of so many other sounds are overpowering that sound. That is why you are not able to listen that sound. Is that sound is there or not? The tick tick is there in the daytime or not? It is there, very much there. But you never listen that sound daytime. In the night time, because of that you are not able to sleep. Similarly, this feeble tick 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 atma sound, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi is not available in interaction. Why? Interaction sound is more than the tick tick Aham Brahmasmi sound. Okay, weekly one class, engyo irukke oru moola. But interactions are galore. How many interactions I am doing from next 12:30 onwards, next week 11:30? How many interactions I am doing? All are tick 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 tick. So much sound they are doing. That is why this sound, Aham Brahmasmi, is not audible. If you want to listen that Aham Brahmasmi sound audible, withdraw. As you are doing interaction every day, some time do that. Until it become predominant. These all interactions will become subservient. Until they become subservient, you bring this to surface. Now the third benefit he is going to give. Atyantika sukham. Atyantika sukham is the third benefit. Absolute happiness. Absolute. Not finite happiness, but absolute. Atyantika sukham is the third benefit. Fourth benefit is definition. Or definition of samadhi we can take. What is the definition? Nirvachanam. Definition means nirvachanam. Nirvachanam of samadhi, abhyasa or nididhyasanam is atyantika sukham. Sukham atyantikam yatu tatu nar. Yatra veti, one should know. Veti means one should know. Yoga, that yoga, samadhi, abhyasa, rupa, nididhyasanam is called yoga here. Dhyana yoga. Samadhi, abhyasa, rupa, Vedantic meditation practice, yoga, one should know it as that atyantika sukham, that limitless ananda, he recognizes in that samadhi. Absolute, limitless fulfillment. அனந்தம் இத்யர்த்தம். யத் அதீந்திரியம், திஸ் ஆனந்த ஆத்யந்திக சுகம் இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் டெஃபினேஷன். அதீந்திரியம் மீன்ஸ் இந்திரிய அகோச்சரம், இஸ் பியாண்ட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், சென்ஸ் பெர்செப்ஷன். வாட் எவர் ஆனந்தா யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் த்ரூ ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், இட் ஈஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் சென்சஸ். குலாப் ஜாம் ஆனந்தா அவைலபிள் டு த டங், ஃப்ளவர் ஸ்மெல் ஹாப்பினஸ் அவைலபிள் டு த நோஸ், அண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் கலர்ஸ் அவைலபிள் டு த இயர்ஸ், மியூசிக் ஹாப்பினஸ் கம்ஸ் த்ரூ த இயர்ஸ். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். பட் வேர்ஆஸ் ஆத்மானந்தா இஸ் நாட் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் கான்டாக்ட். ஐ ஆம் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ளவர் ஆர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் குலாப் ஜாம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தீபாவளி ஸ்வீட்ஸ் ஆர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தீபாவளி நியூ பட்டு சாரியனா? அதீந்திரியம் அண்ணார், இட் இஸ் நாட் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் கான்டாக்ட் வித் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். இட் இஸ் நாட் விஷயானந்த, இட் இஸ் ஆத்மானந்த, பிம்பானந்த, ஸ்வரூப ஆனந்த. தட் இஸ் கால் இந்திரிய அகோச்சரம் அதீந்திரியம். அதீந்திரியம் ஆத்யந்திக சுகம், நாட் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் எனி திங். Can I say it is born out of samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam? Never. I should not say it is born out of samadhi. Na, before samadhi I was unhappy. In samadhi I am happy. Na, that samadhi is yoga samadhi. As long as they are in a samadhi abhyasa rupa there, yoga, afterwards it will go away. But here Vedantic samadhi, it will never go. I recognize, I discover the Atma Swarupam, which is ever Atyantika Sukham, Sukha Swarupam. My Swarupam is Sukham. How do I know, Swamini, my Swarupam is Sukha Swarupam? But I maximum time I am Dukkama Teriyarade Sukha Swarupam. I do. How do I know? Very simple. Whatever is Sukham is very natural. Whatever is opposite to Sukham is unnatural. Just as, for example, the love, suppose that love emotion comes, love, prema. You want to avoid that or you want to retain it? None of us reject love. None of us reject compassion. None of us reject kindness. None of us reject any positive emotions which are very natural, spontaneous. But at the same time, certain thoughts, certain emotions you want to avoid. Hatred, jealousy. When they come, there is some uneasiness. There is some uneasiness. Anger. I am very comfortable with anger. Anyone can say? எனக்கு ரொம்ப கோபமாக கோபமாக இருக்கும்போது ரொம்ப ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கும் சுவாமினி, யாராவது சொல்லுவாண்ணே அப்படி. ஆனால் எனக்கு கோபம் வருது சுவாமினி, எப்படி குறைக்கிறது சொல்லுங்கன்னு கேட்குறான். ஐ ஆம் வெரி வெரி லவ்வபிள், ஐ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் லவ் அண்ட் கம்பேஷன், சுவாமினி ஹவு டு ரெடியூஸ் இட்? எனிபடி இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங்? நன் ஆஃப் இஸ். பட் வென் வி ஆர் ஆங்க்ரி, வி வாண்ட் டு அவாய்ட் இட். வை? இன் ஆங்கர் ஐ ஃபீல் சம் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ், inconvenience, uneasiness. Why? But it's not my natural state. It is a foreign body. Foreign body, in the mukkuloke edavadhu pona or foreign body, dust particle, what do? Sneeze. A dirt particle, when it enters into your mouth, nose, you sneeze. When it enter into your eyes, until it comes, water comes. Once it goes out, water stops. Why? Eyes cannot adjust with that foreign particle. Foreign means what? Which comes from outside. It's called foreign. Okay, which comes from outside is called foreign, which is not natural to my body. When something wrong in my stomach, food is not good for my body, vomiting comes. They are not natural inside. The dirt particle in the eyes, in the nose, in the mouth, in the stomach, I struggle to send out. Is it not? Like that, this dvesha, kopa, anger, all this I cannot withstand. But by ananda swarupam, sukha swarupam, I don't want to leave it. That itself shows what is natural, you invite. What is unnatural, you reject. Atyantika sukham, that sukha which never goes, you like it or not. That which you like it all the time with want with you is your nature. Now your nature is what? Sukham, atyantika sukham is your nature. What you never reject is your real nature. Priyada, what you never reject is your real nature. What you never reject? You never reject yourself. You can reject everyone in the world, but you can never reject yourself. Why? Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. I love myself. Adikaparanda. I love my husband, I love my wife, I love my children. First, I love myself. It's natural. Therefore, your swarupam is sukha swarupam, ananda swarupam. Atyantika sukham is the labha, which is graspable, buddhigrahyam. It can be grasped. My swarupam is sukha swarupam. How can you grasp this? By your mind, intellect. Listening to the Shastra from the teacher, you grasp this fact through your intellect, through your mind. Without grasping, you can never enjoy this sukham, you can never own up this sukham. You can never own up. So, buddhigrahyam atyantika sukham. Atma swarupam, buddhigrahyam, my swarupam, it is be grasped by intellect. Without grasping by intellect, you can never have this sukham. Kurai ondrum illai, yani heart of the heart, no, you cannot sing. Lip movement da. It will be lip movement. Everyone sings. Kurai ondrum illai marai murti kanna. Chumma. Paata matram paadra. Na. இங்கே மிருதங்கம் இங்கே வயலன் இருக்கும் பெண்ண தம்பூரா இருக்கும் ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது. ஆ இல்லை மியூசிக் சீசன் வரப்போகிறது. இது வாட் எவர் யூ சிங் இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஃபேக்ட் டு யூ. மோக்ஷமோ கலதா புவிலோ ஜீவன் முக்தி காணி வாரலக்கு தியாகராஜா சேட். ஈஸ் தேர் எனி மோக்ஷ அதர் தேன் நாட் ரியலைசிங் தி ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் வை லிவிங்? Who asked? Tyagaraja asked. Is there any moksha, liberation, other than knowing while living? Jeevan mukti is not there. While living itself is not liberated. Is there any liberation? Tyagaraja is asking. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita class itself, you have to recognize, I am liberated, ever liberated person. Jeevaha, paramatma eva aham. It's called Atyantika Sukham. What is this? Buddhigrahyam. Now your buddhi is functioning. It is grasping. 1 hour. Grasping. Buddhigrahyam. Who says? Bhagavan Krishna says, Atyantika Sukham Buddhigrahyam. I am enjoying in meditation. Pramadam irukka Swamini. Ore anandamo ananda ananda kalippu enna and kalippu anandam apdi daradaraya varadha enna adillappa idu buddhi grahyam nu solraru. Lord Krishna want to remove all those misconceptions. People are thinking that Atma Ananda is showering anna. It is not a showering ananda, it is an understanding, no? Buddhigrahyam. Underline that word. Underline that word. It has to be grasped very much with intellect, thorough intellect. It has to be grasped. One time I am not able to grasp. Try second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, 100th time. I naan grasp pandida ahanu. Vere vali illa. Just as your children grasp physics, chemistry through the buddhi. You have to grasp what? Atma, atyantika sukham. You have to grasp with buddhi. Therefore, keep your buddhi always fresh, agile. There are people, don't use your buddhi. Sit in meditation, stop your buddhi, stop your mind. Erkanave stopped. Idhukku thaniya ukkarndhu stop pannanuma? People are there telling, don't think. Stop your mind, stop your intellect. What do you stop? Any physics teacher asks the student, hey, stop your mind, stop your intellect, then only you can understand physics. Any physics teacher can dare to say that? Any chemistry teacher, computer teacher, any college teacher, any subject teaching, my dear student, don't use your buddhi, mind, stop your mind, then only you can grasp the subject. Nowhere in the world, no teacher can say. How these people can say, when you want to understand that you are Brahman through Vedanta text, how can a person can ask you, stop your mind, don't think? Illogical, no? Illogical. Like any other knowledge, this knowledge also. Just as the students study with notebook and pen, homework they do, this also, same way. Therefore, I say what? This is not a discourse. This is not a lecture. Even though they write in the paper, it says Swamini's discourse in her discourse. In a lecture, she said, avanga eluduva. But what I say, this is a class. Go home and write down the points. In the class or in the home, anywhere, you write down. Atyantika sukham buddhigrahyam. Third benefit, veti yatra cha eva ayam sthitaschalati tattvataha. And the tattvataha is the fourth definition. Tattvam means nishthanar. Tasya bhavaha tattvam tataha tattvataha. Tattvataha means from the truth. From that truth, one's own nature, one does not slip off. Ayam na chalati. This is the benefit or nirvachanam of samadhi. Once you abide in your own nature, you will never lose sight of. Na chalati. He will not lose sight of his real nature even while interacting. That is called nishtha. That is called nishthana. Tattvataha. He will never slip off, lose sight of. As you remember your real nature, life is an entertainment. That is why Krishna Leela, we say. Krishna, how much he suffered. He born in a jail. Always, no, he is trapped by that Kamsa. How many problems he faced. But we are reading them as what? Krishna Leela. Unak Leela, avanuk problem Krishna. But Leela is a Leela when he looks at it as his own vibhuti. If I lose sight of my real nature, life become a miserable. It's not a sport. Life become miserable, burdensome. I told you, no, MBBS, no, miserable, boredom, burdensome, struggle. No. MBBS. When I slip off. And sleep off. When I sleep off, I slip off. Never slip off. No. That's why be in touch with the Shastra all the time. Never give long gap. That's why students, Swami, 15 days holidays are. Appa theriyum adinoda importance. When mother is there, nicely cooking and doing, children do not know the importance. Amma ooriku pona 15 naal appa theriyum. Amma amma illana onnume panna mudiyadhu namakku. Adhe maadhiri, when guru is there teaching all the time, we never know the importance. அப்பப்போ கொஞ்சம் லாங் ஹாலிடேஸ் கொடுத்தா அம்மோ கஷ்டம் கஷ்டம்னா. அது மாதிரி தத்வதா வி நெவர் மிஸ் திஸ் டீச்சிங் அட் எனி டைம். அதனால் வேறவர் யூ கோ கேரி த புக் ஆர் சிடி ஆர் கேசட், அது மாதிரி எப்போவுமே இருக்கணும். ஸோ 3 and 4 பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் கிவன் இன் திஸ் 21st ஸ்லோகா. தத்வநிஷ்டா, த ஃபோர்த் நிர்வச்சனம் ஆஃப் சமாதி, அண்ட் ஆத்தியந்திக சுகம் இஸ் த தேர்ட் டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் சமாதி. ஸோ யூ கேன் அவாய்ட் தட் ஆயாராம் கயாராம் சுகம் இல்லை. ஓகே, இட் இஸ் எவர் பர்மனென்ட் நித்திய சுகம். நவ் 22nd ஸ்லோகா ஹி கிவ்ஸ் 5th and 6th டெஃபினேஷன்ஸ். ஆத்தியந்திக லாபஹான், இன்ஃபினிட் பெனிஃபிட், நாட் ஆர்டினரி யுவர் பெனிஃபிட், இன்ஃபினிட் பெனிஃபிட்னா இன்ஃபினிட். ஓகே, ஆத்தியந்திக லாபஹா 5th டெஃபினேஷன் ஆஃப் சமாதி ஆர் ஜ்ஞான தியான ஃபலம். 6th இஸ் ஆத்தியந்திக துக்க நிவத்தி. Total absence of the sorrow. Total absence. We'll read this sloka.
Yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha யஸ்மின் ஸ்திதோ ந துக்கேன குருணாபி விசால்யதே.
யம் லப்த்வா, வென் தி பர்சன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் தட் மை நேச்சர் இஸ் ஆத்மன், this knowledge, by gaining this knowledge, yam labdha, one should know this dhyana yoga, by attaining which, having gained, labdha means prapya, having gained this atyantika sukham, he never consider aparam labham na manyate. No other gain in this world equal to this gain. No other gain, either money or any property or a house or any amount of anything comes, they are all nothing in front of this Atmananda. Aparam labham na manyate. Yam labdha, by gaining which ஆத்தியந்திக சுகம் தத்துவ நிஷ்டா, பை நே கெய்னிங் ஹுச் ஆத்மானந்த அண்ட் டிஸ்கவரிங் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஆஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஆர் ஹர் செல்ஃப், ஈக்குவல் டு திஸ் ஹீ நெவர் சீ எனி திங் அதர் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் ஈக்குவல் டு திஸ். நத்திங் ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு திஸ். எம் லத்வா அபரம் லாபம் ந மன்யதே. ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் திஸ் ஆத்மானந்த, I want to get something else, Swamini. Appada na complete anna. After getting Atmananda, he want to get something else. An edavadu irukkuma anna. Kadiyave kadiyadu. Yenna, idhukku equala vere onnume kadiyadu ulagathilum. Irundhalum kuda idhukku apparanda. Because of this only everything comes. So without this nothing can come. So they are all only what? Reflections. Original face is real, reflected face is unreal. There are so many mirrors. When your face is here and you know that your face is here and you want to see all your reflections. I want to see that face, this face. All are because of which face? This original face.
Once you know your real face, are you interested in real face or reflected face? You give importance to reflected face or original face? Original face only. Original face only important. Reflected face is there or not? You never bother. You never give importance to them. That's why all labhams or gains or whatever you get, there are like reflections. Of what? Of me, the Atma, Swarupam. That's why Yam Labdhva, having understood this nature, this person no more wanting person. No more wanting. I want, no more. Everything is a luxury. He is not in need of anything. Everything is a luxury. He is not in need of anything. How to understand? What is the difference between luxury and need? Luxury is that when it is available, I enjoy. When I miss it, I don't feel it. I don't feel I am missing that luxury. It is called luxury. Luxurious house, luxurious car. If car is there, I enjoy that comfort. If car is not there, I never worry. That is called luxury. Need is what? Need is that when I am enjoying it, I don't feel it. When I miss it, I worry about it. That is called need. Car is a need. When I am having car, I am sitting, I don't feel that I am enjoying the car. When car is not there, I worry about car illaya, car illaya, car illaya. Appo car becomes your need. Nalla purinjikkanum idu. Luxury is that its presence I enjoy, its absence I don't feel it. I don't feel it, I am missing. Need is that when I am having that, I am enjoying also, I don't feel that. When I miss that, I worry about it. If we are all, what? We are luxurious people or need people? Need people. Need means what? Adi illenna enakku dukkham. Adi irukkumbodhu irukkira maadhiri theriyadhu. That need. So make your life luxurious, not need. Anything in your life, whatever you use, it is a luxury. Sofa is a luxury. Sofa is not there. Romba anandam ani sollano. If it is there, okay. If it is not there, double okay anna solla mudiyuma. Car is there, okay. If car is not there, also okay. That is called luxury. If anything is there and you don't know its value, and when you miss it, ayyo illiye illiye ni kavalapatta, adu need. So convert your life into a luxury, not a need. I need it ani solla koodadhu. If it is there, I use it. If it is not there, I don't mind. Appadi irukkanum anything in the life. Even person also, any relation also. Person relation should not become a need for me. Object should not become a need for me. Coffee is a need for many people. Coffee is not a luxury for many people. If it is available, I drink. But I don't drink, I am telling just. Many people, coffee illena, ayo illiyena. Adi vari need. It's not no more luxury. Because in a need, I become slave to that. In luxury, I never become slave to that. It cannot control my ananda, my peace, happiness. My security is not controlled by that person or that object, any gadget in the world. I am happy with them, without them also. That is called life. Otherwise, my happiness is always controlled by others. My peace is controlled by others. How long I can depend upon? Everything is fluctuating. So my happiness also fluctuates. Then I struggle. Therefore, no more struggle. Life is not a burden for me. Life is a sport for me. Entertainment. What entertainment do you want other than this? Okay. Yasmin sthitaha. This is called atyantika labhaha. Okay. Gaining which? No other gain he is in need of. No want of any other gain. The fifth benefit is this. Atyantika labha. Then second line he says, Yasmin sthitaha. By remaining in which Atma Swarupam, Yasmin sthitaha, Guruna api dukkhena navichalyate. Even a great adverse crisis, Guruna anna, great crisis, big problem. Guruna ante not by Guru. Okay. Guru anna heavy anna. Adverse situation comes. Guruna api dukkhena. Such a type of sorrow. Thangave mudiyada oru sorrow vanda kuda. Navichalyate, he is not disturbed. Navichalyate means not disturbed. In spite of adversity. That is why once Dayananda Swamiji gave a talk. What is that? See that adverse advantages you see in an adversity. There is an adversity comes before. Suppose adversity, see that advantage in every adversity. That is the meaning of here. Guruna api dukkhena. Ippadi enna swamini Bhagavad Gita padicha oru problem varadanna. Problem varavendidella varum. Appadiye varum. But this Atma Jnanam is like a shock absorber. Shock absorber potta angada korayuma electricity voltage edavadu korayuma. This electrician is touching that electrical point. Will it reduce there this shock absorber? No, it is same, but he will not feel. Adida adhe madri problems, what are all there at home or neighbors through body, they continue, but you don't feel it. Like a shock absorber. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is like a shock absorber. Guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate. That is why he is always nandati, nandati. In spite of, don't smile at all of them, okay? Na Bhagavad Gita padichiruke, Guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate. You have to act outside. Ayo. And chalano. Dukkha irukkara maathiri nadikkanum. Okay, you have to act. Be as a Roman in the Roman. Okay. I am a Jnani. I am a Vedantic student. Some students phone me, Swamini. If any person passes away, na, death takes place, and thanniye varamattingirathu kannula anna. It is something problem, that is. Tanni varanam. That is a natural. I feel, that is called empathy, sympathy. That is natural in the mind, heart, emotions. A jnani, apadi enna aidum, every jnani become like a vegetable. No emotions aidum. Emotions will be there, but they never overpower my real nature. Jnani also has got emotions. Avarkenna enna artham? Avarku manasu illaya, buddhi illaya, ellam irukku. Analum, he is not disturbed by them internally. Therefore, be normal human beings. But internally, you are wise. Okay, that is the sixth benefit. Atyantika dukkha nivritti hinar. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.